Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Hi, hon. I had just called there. My grandson ordered some stuff with my phone. He wasn't supposed to. And anyway, a young lady helped me, but she only canceled part of it because the other part's showing up in my bank account. Can
okay.
you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the zip code, please?
It's 623.
Say that again, ma'am.
63123.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Lisa Hoffman.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
Not at all. It's 4350 Garden Park Court. And that's St. Louis, Missouri. 63123.
Thank you. Now I do see here what you did purchase our Melody Pods, ma'am. Okay, as I'm looking over your account, I do see here that your account is canceled out for you, ma'am.
Okay, so it took off the pods and the watch?
Ma'am, you only purchased the pods, and the pods was $7.92.
Okay, well, it's in my bank. It's so evidently something didn't happen. Like right now, it says $7 and where is it at? $7.92 is pending.
Okay.
And it was $13 and something.
I'm not sure about no $13. I don't have a $13 charge here for you. The only charge I have here for you is the $7.92, and that $7.92 was refunded, ma'am. Now, if you're looking for an instant refund, that refund would not be instantly, ma'am.
No, I understand that, baby, but it did pop up $13 and something cents for the iPods and now there's a $7.92 here. Why didn't it take it all out?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
Okay, but it has been refunded.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help, hon. Thank you very much.
No problem, and thank you for contacting customer support.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, you're not going to have a good day, boy, because you're in trouble. Don't even look in here.